Welcome. Today we're doing a deep dive into some really interesting source material. It's all about the 2025 imperative for predictable growth, specifically for Australian mortgage brokers.
That's right. And the core mission, really, for anyone listening in that space is making a shift, moving away from just, well, hoping your business grows.
Towards actively designing that growth, making it predictable.
Exactly. Because the current model, it's just not sustainable for many. You look at the numbers, I think it's 44% repeat clients.
Yeah, and 28% referrals, which sounds great on the surface.
It does. Those leads convert brilliantly. High trust, but relying only on that. It creates this this volume ceiling. You hit a point you can't really push past reliably.
So growth becomes kind of unpredictable, almost like gambling, as the source material puts it.
Pretty much, yeah. It's leaving too much to chance.
Okay, so let's get into the framework proposed to fix this. There are two main channels mentioned. Organic lead flow.
Right, that's your repeats and referrals. High trust, converts like crazy, but like we said, hard to scale up on demand.
And then there's synthetic lead flow. This is the proactive stuff, like content marketing.
Exactly. Scalable strategies. Now, the initial trust might be lower compared to a warm referral, obviously, but this is how you expand your reach systematically.
Ah, okay. And the idea isn't just one or the other, is it? It's how they work together.
Precisely. You use synthetic methods to bring in new clients, people who wouldn't have found you otherwise. Serve them well.
And they become the source of your next wave of organic referral.
You got it. It creates this fantastic compounding cycle. But it demands a shift in how brokers see themselves, not just matchmakers finding a loan.
But more like strategic financial advisors, solving deeper problems.
That's the core shift. And it starts with specialization.
Right. The source material is really strong on this.
Yeah.
Differentiation is non-negotiable, it says. Because saying best rates or great service, I mean, doesn't everyone say that?
They do. And it's almost meaningless because most brokers access pretty similar lender panels anyway. So yeah, you have to stand out somehow.
And the way to do that is through a unique value proposition, a UVP. The sources mentioned the 5 P's framework for this.
Yeah, the 5 P's. Defining your specific prospect, identifying their unique problem, making a clear promise, showing relevant proof, and then laying out your proposition. It's a structure to really nail down who you help and how.
So focusing seems key. The examples were interesting, like focusing only on medicos or tradies, or even a specific product like SMSF loans.
And that feels counterintuitive sometimes, doesn't it? Like you're shutting doors.
Yeah, exactly. Aren't you cutting out most of the market? Isn't that risky?
It seems like it, but the sources argue it's the opposite of risky in the long run. Specialization lets you become truly indispensable to a smaller, often higher value group.
Okay, give me that self-employed business owner example again.
Right. So their big pain point, often it's the complexity, proving variable income to banks. It's a headache.
Mm-hmm.
So a specialized UVP wouldn't just promise a loan. It promises, say, a unique documentation strategy designed specifically to translate those complex financials into something the banks understand easily and approve quickly.
Ah, so you're not just finding a product, you're solving the documentation problem. That's a higher value play.
Totally. You become a specialist problem solver, not just an order taker.
Okay, specialization is the foundation. Then the sources talk a lot about content. Content is the mortar holding it together.
That's a good way to put it. Your content needs to act as the primary qualifier. It attracts the right people.
People wrestling with the specific problem your niche solves.
Exactly. Think about the first home buyer example. A good lead magnet wouldn't just say, hey, the first home guarantee scheme exists.
No, it needs to be specific.
Right. It details how to access it, how it helps you avoid, say, $25,000 in LMI. That's tangible value, hitting a specific pain point, the deposit hurdle.
And you need to put this content in the right places. Yeah.
Yeah.
Platform alignment.
Absolutely critical. LinkedIn for maybe more technical stuff, networking with accountants perhaps. But Instagram, TikTok, that's huge for younger demographics, Gen Y, Gen Z.
Mm-hmm.
Short form video works wonders there for building trust and just making finance less intimidating.
But there are rules. ASIC comes into play here heavily.
Oh, massively. You cannot ignore the regulatory side. ASIC's RG234 is key. It demands balanced messaging. You can't just hype the benefits.
You have to present risks fairly to avoid anything misleading.
You have to. It's about integrity and compliance. Essential for building sustainable trust, actually.
Makes sense. Okay, so we have specialization, targeted content, but doing all this manually sounds like a lot of work. This is where AI fits in.
Yes, specifically agentic AI. This isn't just your basic chatbot. We're talking about systems that can actually execute multi-step tasks, make decisions, manage workflows.
So things like lead scoring, nurturing leads automatically.
Precisely. Think about it. Brokers spend, what, maybe 11% of their time just on basic customer education? AI can handle a lot of that initial information sharing.
Which frees up the broker.
To focus on the high-value conversations. The complex problem solving for prospects who are genuinely ready to move forward, who are properly qualified, it elevates the broker's role.
Okay, so if you implement all this, how do you know it's actually working? What are the real measures of success beyond just, like, website views?
Good question. Vanity metrics won't cut it. You need KPIs that directly link to profitability and scalability. The sources highlight two main ones.
Which are?
First, cost per qualified prospect, CPQP. Not just cost per lead, but the cost to get someone who is genuinely vetted and ready to engage seriously.
Okay, that's the real acquisition cost. And the second?
The lifetime value, LTV, of your synthetic clients. This is crucial because it proves the model. It shows that the investment you made bringing them in synthetically pays off over time, especially when they start generating those organic referrals we talked about.
Right, closing that loop. Yeah. It validates the whole compounding cycle idea.
Exactly. It shows the system is sustainable and profitable.
So wrapping up, the big takeaway seems to be moving from that reactive, almost gambling approach based on goodwill.
Toward the proactive, measurable, system-driven design for your business growth. That's the core differentiator for 2025 and beyond.
Which leaves you, the listener, with a final thought to maybe mull over.
Yeah, what is your single specific niche, your UVP, that you can actually validate with real proof starting today? Figure that out.
And you're not just hoping for growth, you're starting to architect it.